As a part of today's morning edition on WNCW, welcome into this week's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Our focus today, the effects of the coronavirus in Asheville and Buncombe County, as reported by the Asheville Citizen Times. That brings me to my guest, a familiar name to the program from time to time, Casey Blake, who serves as editor and columnist of the Citizen Times. Casey, at this time we are conducting this interview, how many cases of the coronavirus, actually positive cases, are there in Buncombe County?
So in Buncombe, just yesterday, five more came in that were added to the initial count of three there. So yeah, since the first case was confirmed Saturday, we really expected that that number is just going to keep on climbing pretty exponentially. You know, we have no idea what the ceiling is, but I would imagine sometime early this afternoon, we're going to hear of several more cases.
Of course, measures by Governor Roy Cooper have made way to eliminate some of the social distancing that we're so familiar with. And I know that leaders in Buncombe County continue to push this as well as a priority. I know you guys had commented on those remarks recently regarding this by Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer.
Yeah, Joel Burgess painted a really, really interesting, really eerie picture of the city here doing an empty council meeting for the first time. And I think the city is following the county's lead a little bit. But yes, Mayor Mannheimer has taken the step to really close down those public hearings and kind of following the county's lead and tightening up how many folks they're recommending be in public gatherings and public spaces together and just emphasizing that social distancing.
Casey, in the time period so far that we've been in involving the changes across the nation and, of course, here in North Carolina, when it comes to, for instance, no dining inside of restaurants, what has the Citizen Times been hearing from area employers and workers, how it's been for them so far with so much time still to go?
You know, Asheville, as we all know, is a gig economy. It's heavily reliant on tourism, and our restaurant industry is massive, which is not even to speak of a lot of the non-restaurant tourist destinations here. So this has really upended Asheville's economy in a way that I think no one could have ever anticipated. You know, you can't move the mountains. We didn't expect this to really be a vulnerable economy. But yeah, I mean, we're hearing workers who, in a matter of days, went from pulling in really comfortable living to not being able to make a dime because they're not getting tips, they're not getting their regular wages. Some really heart-wrenching decisions by business owners who are creating food for their workers. I know the folks at 12 Bones were sending folks home, you know, stocking their fridges. Folks need to be pulling together, but the hit is going to be huge. I don't think the industry is going to look the same on the other side of us.
Now, one thing that the Citizen Times did is I saw the headline, didn't get a chance to read it, but I know you're going to share it with us now, is actually you guys had an article about five ways to help Asheville restaurants during this time.
Yeah, that was a really great feel-good look by Mackenzie Lunsford, who has just been busting her tail to do everything from directories of where to get takeout to how to keep her restaurant friends, you know, afloat. There are a couple of very cool initiatives. One is Asheville Strong, who are basically connecting folks with ways to buy gift cards so that you're almost giving a loan to local restaurants and supporting them in this time without having to touch anything from there. SaveLocalRestaurants.com is also, or excuse me, I believe it's .co, is also a great resource for that. You know, calling your elected officials is something that some restaurant owners are recommending. It's incredible how many small businesses are basically asking to be locked down at this stage for the safety of the community, because they know the quicker that we all hunker down, the quicker hopefully we'll be on the other side of it. So yeah, everyone definitely take a look at Mackenzie's list. There's some great, great suggestions in there.
You're listening to this week's More to the Story on WNCW as we discuss the effects of the coronavirus, in particular in Asheville and Buncombe County. My guest is from the Asheville Citizen Times, Casey Blake. Casey, let's talk about another story or two that your writers have been working on during this time with the coronavirus.
Yeah, gosh, there are just so many on this topic. One really interesting read, I will just go ahead and point to one of the outlying counties, was from our colleague Paul Moon with the News Record Sentinel in Madison County. He wrote a really interesting story about this kind of push-pull from the county and the state, where Madison really wanted to move a lot more quickly on a shelter-in-place order. to go ahead and get their folks locked down, but the state apparently, you know, discouraged making that move as quickly. I think it's we are really trying to look at all levels here, right? Like the big levels where folks are most impacted, but also the low city and county and state levels at everyone who's making decisions now. So that was a good read.
You were asking me off the air a moment ago about what things were like for the staff here at WNCW during this time. So let me ask you this question as a part of our interview. For you guys at the Citizen Times, you're constantly, as you would be doing any time of the year, but especially right now, the headlines and the stories are rapidly changing. So the question is, how are things different for you, your fellow reporters, the paper overall, due to COVID-19, how you operate, how you function?
Yeah, there is almost no tighter bond than folks yelling at each other in a newsroom. It's definitely a culture shift for us not to just be able to holler across the office and across cubicles. But, you know, we gather every morning to talk on a video chat, kind of go around the room, see what everybody's working on, triage that way. We've got some pretty good sophisticated communications channels online as well. But yeah, you know, I'd say a lot of us are logging 15 hours plus of screen time, just kind of trying to keep track of what everyone's doing and make sure that nothing is slipping through the cracks. So it's a lot of texting, it's a lot of emailing, it's a lot of video chatting, a little joking around on the side. I think we're going to get a virtual happy hour going here this week. I have never seen this team in my 10 years work this hard. And even though I can't yell at them across the room, I know everybody's really working overtime. So it's an amazing thing to be part of.
15 plus hours of screen time during this time for you and others with the Citizen Times. Just make sure you do sleep some and eat when possible.
Well, that's great advice.
Casey Blake, the editor and columnist of the Asheville Citizen Times, talking about the effects going on there in Asheville and Buncombe County during this serious time of the coronavirus. Casey, take care, and thank you so very much.
You too. Thanks, Paul. Stay safe.
You can also find past presentations of More to the Story as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.